Hey everyone, welcome to Buzzing About Romance. I am Becky, and joining me for this episode is Jenny. Hi, Jenny.
Hey, Becky.
And Lindsay. Hi, Lindsay.
Hello.
And Leah. Hello, Leah.
Hi, Becky.
I'm just going to get out of the way because Jenny is wearing her meteorologist-ish shirt. I hope it's not snowing where you are. It is snowing here.
What?
It is snowing here. New York City has 2 feet of snow and the kids do not have school tomorrow.
Well, my kids don't have school tomorrow either, but it was already planned.
Did they not have President's Day off?
Well, they originally did, but then they ended up going because we had too many cancellations already. And I'm like, so why didn't we
One wasn't planned, that doesn't make
sense. This one was planned. This one's teacher in service day, but I'm like, why did we not take this day away instead of the holiday?
Did your kids have Friday? Did they have a delay Friday? I don't know, because Jenny's up on the lake, and the lake screws up every weather pattern is different the closer you get to the lake. Mm-hmm. And it's weird because, like, Mike's uncle, who's right on the lake, he gets about as much snow as we do, but if you go, like, 30 miles south of him, they get like dumped on with snow. So did your kids have a delay on Friday for the fog?
They did not. They really should have.
Okay.
It was really foggy.
I really think they're trying not to
do
spend any more hours. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's been a lot.
Well, and Lindsay
posted up to like 2 inches today.
When I took Sid,
but it's like mostly melted already.
When I took Sid to work at 5, there was like a light dusting on the car and on the roads and stuff, but it's definitely been snowing all day. And because Stanley's outside, you know, having a puppy party, it's better than mud. I'll take snow.
That's true.
Wet paws.
Yeah,
every time Link came in the house on Friday, I had to like wipe the floor down because we'd like all of the snow had finally melted, because although we were in a flood warning on Friday and like over the weekend because of like the ice jams and like the melts.
Yeah.
No flooding occurred. It was okay.
Well,
I had to wipe the floor every time he came in the house because he was so flipping muddy.
Lindsay posted a picture on, I think it was on your Instagram,
mm-hmm.
like of your sunset with like,
which is gorgeous.
And I'm like,
white sands. You know what, guys? Every time y'all talk about snow, I'm like, thank God I live where I live. I'm always like so
sad. You can pretend the white sands
are far away.
Snow.
And I'm like, you know what? I really like the weather here. It was 60 degrees when I went to White Sands. And it looks like snow. Is not snow. You can sled on it. We sled on it. And then it was like the most gorgeous sunset everywhere.
So nice.
It was really pretty. Which we get really pretty sunsets all the time. Like, I have literally 10,000 pictures of the sunsets on my phone now.
I
should just create a sunset Instagram where I just send sunset pics every
day. You should. I literally have 7,000 pictures of my dogs on my phone.
I do too. I am really obsessed with my dog. I think I have more pictures of the dog than I have of the kids anymore.
Same.
My dog prefers my husband, though.
I mean, I prefer my dogs. Does that... Just curious.
Link likes me the best.
Link likes you the best.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like so when we go to sleep, he will climb up on the bed, but he'll like jump down and lay on the floor. And then when Michael gets up to go to work, Link gets back in bed.
Ollie, at the moment Mike is out of bed, Ollie gets up and sleeps on Mike's pillows. Now, before he moves, I do pull the blankets up on that side of the bed so that the dog is not lying directly on the sheets or the pillows. Like, I try to...
And save it.
Do you think Mike Burrier does that for me? No. No, he does not. Because this morning, I got out of bed to take the girl child to work, and I threw the covers back and got out of bed, put my shoes on, took her to work, come home. Ollie is laying on my side of the bed on top of the covers that I threw back that were not pulled up. So then for the next hour until Ollie decided to move, I did not have covers.
Why didn't she just make him move?
I'm sorry. Have you met Oliver?
Yeah.
I mean, I have.
Big.
Yeah.
He's a big boy, and if he's asleep, he's asleep.
This is true. He does sleep hard.
He's a busy guy. Okay, So this week, we're going to talk about books. We have an actual episode planned. But who did research?
Not I.
Okay. Also, did anybody watch the hockey game this
Yes,
morning, the
I
gold medal
watched
game?
part of it.
Yeah.
I woke up this morning for it, and then I had to leave for my workout, and I was like, this better wrap up while I am in this house. And it did.
And it did. It was a
And
good
then I
game.
immediately had to leave.
It's probably the most patriotic I could probably be, you know, was for that game.
I was doom scrolling or later, like this afternoon, and it was like this conversation, and this lady was like, my husband asked me if I watched the men's win. She's like, and how exciting it was, and she made a comment about how the women had won like a couple days ago, and that was like very exciting too, and like their son called him out on the fact that it was herstory instead of history in that moment. It was really
The
funny.
women's game was really good. I watched that
It was
whole game.
such a good
Such a
game,
good game.
so good, and it was very exciting for them.
Yeah.
Did
I
you
watched the
see
women's
like the
game.
win, like brothers and their dad, like with their sister after the win? It was
Yes.
so like sweet. I just loved watching them
They were pretty
too.
funny.
Like how excited they are for her.
Yeah. Okay. So we have an episode planned. Actually, gonna talk about books. So, we're just going to start with a question here. When does a romance series go from beloved universe to please let these people rest? That is the topic we're going to cover tonight. Because we're talking about the perfect number of books in a series. What makes a series works for us, and the series, what series will we accept absolutely zero criticism on? Not constructive, not nuanced, not just a thought, zero. These books. This series, we will take zero criticism on. For example, Winterville by Cary Elwes. Nobody can
Nobody's that
say
nice about that.
anything bad about that series. It is by far superior than any other series out there in existence. And I said what I said. At me, sister. Let's go. So on this episode, we're going to dive into the art of the romance series. How long is too long? What keeps us invested? And when we go quietly dipping out and the fictional worlds, we will defend with our whole chest. And you know what? It's funny because I can tell you probably which is Jenny's, probably two series for Jenny.
Probably
I
can.
can guess Jenny's. I can probably guess one of Lindsay's. Leah's, you're probably is the one that's probably the hardest for me to guess. Series without criticism.
Oh, well, yeah.
But I mean, I'm fairly certain I can guess Lindsay's and I can guess two
But
of Jenny's.
I think part of mine is my gremlin, chaos gremlin side of chaos.
Probably. So let's just start. What is the perfect number of books in a series? And I kind of broke them out and gave them kind of titles a little bit. So the sweet spot series for me, 3 to 5 books. After we get past 5 books, I start to wish that it was like a new series. It can be a spin-off, but just a new series. Also, it's hard to
So
keep track of people.
here's my thing. I've been thinking about this like since we talked about it. And then I was looking back at series that I really like and series that I love and series that are meh and series that like it depends on how the series is structured for me, how many books can be in it. So if it is a series of standalones that like it the world is the same, but there's very little overlap to the characters. I don't care how many books are in those types of series because like Cynthia Eden in her Icebreaker series, I think there's 12 books, but book 12 does not have the some of the characters from the first 10 books. Like the idea and like the icebreaker side of it carries through the books, but they're very much you can jump in at any book. There's no confusion as to who anybody is. So series like that, I really don't care. Now, if there's an overarching storyline, five, maybe six, depending on the style of the series. But anything more than that, it's too much.
6 to 9, I call that a book era. 6 to 9, you're kind of living in it. It takes time to read a series of 6 to 9 books.
That's
at
fair.
6 to 9, I think you have to be truly invested in the world, in the author, in the characters. There has to be something for you to go back to book 7, book 8, book 9 that is like, I'm in it. Do you know what I mean? And then the 10 plus books, I call those legacy series. And a lot of our authors that we love, that are some of our auto recommends, write those legacy series, right? Carrie Ann Ryan, Sawyer Bennett, they write Aurora Rose Reynolds. They write these longer series where it is.
Well, but with Aurora, it's just the second gen series that's longer. Because if you look at any other series that she writes, it is usually 3 to 4 books. The second gen is like a, it's like a one-off type thing for her.
And then, well, except this new series, this other series that's kind of spun off of the next gen series, it's going to be 6 books, 7 books.
Is it? I thought it was only gonna be four.
7. And then we have what we call spinoffs. So it can be from the 3 book or 4 book series, we get the spinoff. I think, who's an author you think that does a spinoff really well? I would say A.L. Jackson. You get
A
like a
snippet.
breadcrumb at the end of one series that leads you into the next series.
Anna Hackett does a really good spin-off series because you meet characters like throughout, like she kind of drops them in. And so like, but you don't have to be invested as like, and especially her like alien series, the way that she spins those off is really nice. Stacy says Piper Rain. I agree that they typically do a fairly decent job of the spin-off.
Yeah.
Sometimes their series are a little long,
Catherine
but
Nolan, I think, does a pretty, or not Catherine Nolan. I just,
Kate.
Kate Nolan is who Susie recommended. Catherine Cowles, I think, is another one that does a pretty good
Yes.
job with giving you a breadcrumb in that last book that is that stretch over. Carrie Elkes does it in Winterville. She,
Course she
well,
does.
not just in Winterville, but like the end of one series will lead into another series, and then you'll get one character from like the Salingers series. You got Franny
Well,
in her
well, and
current
we talked
Fitzgerald series.
about Adriana Locke in our Sip and Discuss. She does it like
Yeah.
really well too.
So, Lindsay, what makes a good series for you? Oh
It's not
God,
next
she's
gen.
got a deep breath.
It's not next gen.
It's not next gen.
I just, okay, like my hot take is this, like if I haven't read any next gen series that I like, I feel like they lose so much steam, and I think that like on the whole, I'm really not gonna like those. And as far as like series go, I don't really read many like series anymore. I like really just piecemeal through it because like part of the problem I have with like I don't know that there is like a sweet spot, but like what I want from a series is like consistency. And like a good example of this is Susan Stoker, the Mountain Mercenary series. Like that series, all of the books hit except the book that's like, I forget, Harlow's book. And that one, like, just it didn't have like the same cadence, the same energy as the rest. Like it's the stalker at the women's group or the women's home one, and it just like it didn't like I get how it ties the story together, but it just felt like so disjointed from the rest. And like I felt like usually in a series I feel like there's a lull book or like a book where they're just throwing it in. And like when I was thinking about this, and I was like, even series that I used to love like Cloverleaf Farms, like there was the fourth book in that series I felt like really didn't hit very well, and then like the fifth book was good, but it wasn't great. And I just felt like that series, like looking back on it, I loved it at the time, but like now I'm like, I'd never reread books 4 and 5 because they were exciting when they came out, but like I don't care about them now. So I think, like, for me, like, if it's for me to really love a series, it has to be something I'm gonna like reread a lot of the books. And I think there's just not like a perfect series for me,
And I
maybe.
think it's incredibly hard, especially if we start talking like the Legacy series, these 10 book plus. I would even say 7 books plus. You hit the middle of that series sometimes, and there is a dip. You know, we talk about it a lot in publishing that oftentimes book one will pop off. Book two, we call it the sophomore slump. Typically, a book two or a book three does not do as well as a book one. You know, and then usually as you get into book three, book four, there's an upswing because you've gotten a rhythm,
You've
a
got found your
cadence.
stride.
Yeah, and you've built out this book. And it's very rare that you will be, I think it's very rare as a reader, at least it is for me, to go into a book two and be like, oh, wow, I like that way better than book one. I mean, that rarely happens for me. I feel like there was one that we had that happen to us with, and now I can't.
It's definitely happened a couple times. Like like you said, it's not like something that happens very often. It's a rare occasion, but every once in a while, like the book one will be good, but book two, it just really hits and like everything that you need. I can't think of any series off the
I
top of my
can.
head
Go
either,
ahead.
but
What do you got, Lindsay?
Danica, Score Her Heart is book two in that series, and that is like the most banger.
Yes,
But
Danica's
have
book two
you
is very
read
good.
that whole series?
Her rewrite on
She rewrote,
Game
yeah.
On, book one. Have you read book one since she
Okay,
cleaned it up?
Score Her Heart is so good, Becky. Like, I don't. I just, she will
Can't
not
ruin
take
anything.
criticism. Just, like,
That's
just
okay. But I'm just
shut up
saying,
about it,
Danica
apparently.
did
No,
rewrite
good. It
book
has
one.
a Vegas wedding. We've talked about how I just.
I know. It's fair. Danica, that book, we know. We know.
I just, it is really good. Even with a rewrite of book one, like, how do you beat that? Like, that book, I just, what book in the series beats that one?
There isn't one in that series, I think you. Well, no.
You can't beat it. It's so good.
The Chase. I do like The Chase.
Yeah, that one was good. Okay, the
I mean, they're
series is
all good,
great
but.
end to end. It's great. But that book is like.
There's something magical about that one. I
Yeah.
agree. Jenny, do you have what makes a good series for you? Do you have thoughts on what makes a good series for you?
I think it's changed over time and kind of where I've been in life.
Yeah.
Definitely when my kids were littler and I was reading really, it was a series.
You liked
And
longer
now
series?
it's. Yeah, like I, because I would say the sweet spot for me is 6, 7.
Jesus. That's so
Yes.
2025. I was told that today.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Well,
So
I work with kids
2025.
and have a lot of them. But
No.
yeah, that's kind of been like the my favorite series that like I would reread still now are all like 6 or 7 books or. They started at 6 or 7 books, and then like a few years along the way, like the
Kind
author
of
added
added.
another one.
I wish one of the thing
Yeah.
with the longer,
You know, like
one of the things I wish with the longer series, like I look at Carrie Ann Ryan's her Montgomery legacy books that she's doing right now, like the first three, because they were really tight, those first three, and then the next three, which because then you had the security team that kind of started coming in, and do I mean like
She could have branched them out and broke them
just
off
put them into like
differently than she did.
instead of like it's 14 books. Okay.
Well, even like the Wilders, like that book series is very long. Instead of doing the brothers as one series and the cousins as another series, it's all the same series. And
Yeah.
it's very daunting, especially with the brothers when they're all fucking keys.
Yeah, with the brothers and their ease. So when do we DNF a series or stop reading it? For me, I am fine to take a break. And this is part of the reason that I know that it drives like Amanda wonky. Like she cringes and yells at me when I pick a book two or a book three for us to read for a sip and discuss because she likes to read in order.
She does.
And part of why I do that, and Leah makes fun of me when I'm like, it's community service. But, you know, if we're sold a story as being a standalone that you don't have to read in order, and especially if you're talking a 10-book series, I would much rather read book 5 or 6 and see how it's going. You know, pick it up randomly in the middle, because I tend to find that in these longer legacy series, you lose me at book 7, 8, 9, 10, you know?
Well, and I think part of it is there's sometimes like Melissa Foster, she typically does a little bit longer of a series, and but there's so many characters on the page that it gets very muddled. And so like these long series, when you're like adding characters and trying to like tap back into the other characters, and like that's why like they get a little meh after a while, and like you do kind of have to step back because it's like what like you
I
want
think
new
that's
people in
a
front of you.
fine balance, though, right? Like, if you're going to sell it as a standalone series, you have to have enough to give like the people that haven't read the other books the information they need, but you don't want to give so much information that the people that have read the books are like,
Well, and
I
it
know.
comes down to editing. It comes down to, like, one of the things that I'll tell an author is if they're going to write a really long series, one of your beta readers should be new to your series every time. So if you've written book one, you used a beta reader for that one, and you've written now book two, you can use books one's beta reader again as like making sure you hit continuity and all that. But you should bring someone in that's never read that series at all. They could have read previous series by you, but they've never read that series to see if it stands alone.
Yeah.
Because, like you said, it is a balance to make sure that you aren't overwhelming the reader and the pages are not crowded. I think someone who
I
write,
think
go ahead.
Claudia Bergoa does this really well because all of her series intertwine,
Yes, they
and
do.
she like there are so many people, but like you can pick up any of her books and read it anywhere, and there'll be like these little pieces from all the other series in it, but you don't need to know anything about them.
Well, see, and I came into Claudia's books late. Like, I hadn't read them previously. I'm getting through them as she's like, well, didn't you read this book? And she's like, sends me an audio code. And I'm like, okay, I guess I'm reading this book. God love her. But, you know, like trying to figure out Baker's Creek right now, because we're kind of dabbling a little bit in Baker's Creek and all of the intrigue. Because I don't want to spoil it, but it's intrigue that happens in Baker's Creek.
Yeah, there's a lot of mystery like with everything
If
going
she's
on.
good at, yeah, she's good at that.
If you
She
like
is.
messy and suspense and you read Claudia Bergoa, that's all I will say, because
She likes messy.
she likes messy and
Well, she likes
suspense.
like tragic backstories.
Every time. Every time.
But she is one who she occasionally like she doesn't really delve over that 5, 6 book range either for a series. Like Jenny said, her series are all intertwined, but they're intertwined in a way that makes sense, but she never really goes over that 6 book.
Well, and I think you can pick up book four and you're not lost in her world.
You can, yeah.
And her pages, I don't feel like her pages feel crowded. Lindsay, what's a DNF on a series or a stop reading for you when they just piss you off?
It depends on the day. It really just depends. Like, I am just a complete agent of chaos with my reading now. Like, tell me to read
That's
book
what I like
eight
to
in a
hear.
series of 25 and I'll do it. Like, whatever. I don't want it to be a secret cliffhanger. If it ends in a secret cliffhanger,
He's
there's nothing
done.
worse.
You know, that was something that I was really glad we went away from after, like from 2010 with 50 Shades of Grey to like 2000. 15, 16, everything was a trilogy, right?
Yeah, there were
Ever.
still like 18,
Five.
19. There were still a lot of
Not as
trilogies.
many. And I, but now I'm starting to look at like books that are selling and stuff to publishing. And so, a lot of them are trilogies now.
Oh, really? If it has a cliffhanger and it's crap book, I'm gonna be real mad.
Yeah.
Like,
Well,
real
but
mad.
also if you don't tell me it's gonna have a cliffy, like
Fucking
that
Caleb
is
Romberg.
the worst.
Yeah.
I'm
And I want to
so
know how
mad about
brutal it
that.
is now too, because like I just like I've ranted about this a lot, but like who the heck writes the kind of cliffhanger Rebecca Yarros did, and then it's just like I'm going on a hiatus and then I have another book to write and then eventually I'll write book four, no date. And I get that her publisher abused her, like pushed her to write all those books super fast. Don't care. But like
I recognize you were abused, but I don't care.
but I need that fucking book
I've
because
been
that
abused
cliffhanger was the
too, is what
worst.
she's saying.
Yes, essentially.
Abuse. It's
Lindsay
reader
is a
abuse.
victim. Like, that's not a way to make me, like, I'm rage reading from now on because I'm obviously invested, but I also hate her.
Well, we don't hate
But you don't
her.
hate her at the same
You
time.
don't hate her
Yeah.
because she
No, but
actually
let
is
me
a
affect this
very,
story.
very
She's like
nice
one of the
human.
nicest
I don't
human
care.
beings. That's not a nice thing to
Goodness.
do to people. Nice people don't do that to their fans.
Like,
But for the
Leah and I
art,
are
it is
like,
really
she's the
effective.
nicest
But so,
human.
like, anyway, I have other friends who read books like that, and I'm like, what's the cliffhanger like? Because if it's not like a soft landing, I don't want it. And I really don't want 600-page books anymore. I'm really mad about that. I don't know. I keep
Yeah.
saying I'm not going to read more fantasy, and then I'm
But
like,
you keep doing it.
I'm like, it's dragons. It's cute. I want to read it. I want to know what
Speaking of
happens.
dragons,
And
did
then
you
I'm
see
mad.
Max Walker's new book that's coming out next month? That's Haki Wolf Shifters?
I love him so much. I'm so excited about this book. Yeah, I did see it. I've known about it for a long time and I'm very excited about it. And I need it real bad.
Real bad. Okay.
Karen said, Threaded Lies by Kate Bromberg. That was
Oh,
one
I'm
that we did not
still.
know it was a trilogy.
I have not read book two.
I
I did not
haven't.
read book two, and I will not read book three. I'm very angry. Like, I am Lindsay level angry about that because
The
how.
biggest thing is, one, nobody knew that it was multiple books.
Right.
And once we
Don't
found
do
out it
that.
was multiple books, nobody knew when book two was coming out.
There's,
Don't do
I
that.
don't
Does
even
book,
think there's a
does book
published
three
date.
have a date yet?
I don't think so. I heard sometime this fall, but I don't know that there is.
I'll believe it when I see it. And Stacy said she quits when they
Oh,
start to feel the same or she
October
doesn't die.
20th, 2026. Tangled Hearts. Twinned Fates, Tangled Hearts. That's a dumb name.
It is not good. That's a really, really long time to leave.
Is. Yeah, because I read book one in 2024. In September of 2024 is when I read book one.
That's a
That's a
really long
long
time ago.
time. Yeah.
For it to be a secret cliffhanger,
And
evil.
it wasn't
They're the
even
worst.
like a, oh, like the curtain fade and they fade, the curtain comes down, it fades to black. It was like murder, drugs, blood, bomb kind of vibes. Like it was
I mean,
not
I don't mind a
okay.
cliffy like that if the next book is like right on the horizon. Like if I know it's coming. Well, that's like Sarah Bale. I mean, part of it is my fault. But as I was re like I started that new Sarah Bale
Oh.
Mafia one, but it's a duology. Had I read the information on Amazon instead of just downloading the book, then I would have known that. But as I started reading the book, like, or I read something in the front matter and I was like, oh fuck, is this a duet? And then I read something in the
But at
back,
least
and it
she writes
totally
pretty
is.
fast.
She does,
That's,
but
I was gonna
also,
ask if like the time between books affects how you approach a series.
100%. I am way more likely to quit a series and be mad if I am reading it as it comes out than I
No,
am
well,
if it's
for me,
all
no.
out, because it depends, but like if they can be read as standalone and they're truly standalone, it's fine. Like if I can put it down and come back, it's fine. But if it's like a really long-winded situation, Like with a lot of fantasy books, I'll just quit a series and never come back to it.
Don't you
I mean,
think some of this plays into those of us that, I feel like those of us that were reading romance in the 90s and early aughts, when it was a year between books, I remember feeling desperate for like the next book in Julie Garwood's Buchanan family series, like desperate for the next book. And it was,
but we were so used to that.
yeah. And so
Like it was normal.
it will be interesting to see, and this will play into our next, what the question that was being asked last week in Discord, that we are now seeing these indie authors that have been picked up by traditional publishing deals, that they're now going to one book a year. And it'll be interesting to see if readers, you know, like Melanie Harlow has not, she was a four book a year person, sometimes five, but you could
She
set
released
your
nothing.
calendar by one book a quarter from her. She has not released a book in 18 months. By the time her next book comes out, it'll be almost 20 months between her last new book and this book.
Wasn't she also like contractually obligated to not be able to release another book until this one came out?
Yes. So that's the other thing that some people don't realize, that in publishing, there will be blackout dates around a release. And because of that, you can't release something indie in that blackout date. Well, because, and I think Melanie's was probably a little bit of writer's block, maybe some demands in life, because she changed some things, you know, some things changed in her life too. She was contractually needed to turn this book in and finish it before she could write something new. And so that would be some of that long time. But, you know, Elsie Silver, she was re putting out four books a year, right? She's going down to one book a year now. Lucy Score, one book a year. We got her last book, what, last May?
I think it was last May.
And now her next book comes out March. You know, we will see it. So it'll be interesting to see if your indie readers stick around.
Yeah, that's what, because I can understand the publishing side of it and why it needs to be done, but I can also understand the reader's point and
Well,
like
particularly,
there's so many other books that like, hey, shiny.
right? Well, we're in a saturated market. There are tons of new books coming on the scene every week, hundreds of titles. And also, so many of these indie authors have trained us that we get a new book every 2 months from them.
Or
And
every
now all
month
this, some,
sometimes.
well, you know, Sawyer Bennett, it's a book every 5 weeks, I think. And who knows by the end of the year? It could be, you know, a book every 3 weeks. But, you know, we're so also used to that. And then all of a sudden you're gonna stop and tell me I can't get the next book for a year. It becomes easy to forget them.
The books are very different when they're published that way too, because like with Elsie Silver in particular, like her indie books, like specifically her first series that she wrote, those books were really well written. Like they had a good plot. There wasn't a lot of extraneous content. They had a formula that was very consistent with like the style of Melanie Harlow or like, you know, a lot of the really popular indies. So like her books took off because she started with that format. But then she did that series that came out. I never read beyond book one, but like all of those books are like 400 pages. Like the last series she did, like all of them are 400 pages. They're really long-winded. They're like more quirky themed than her series were before. And it's just like, I read the first one and I was like, you're not an author for me anymore. Like I didn't read any more in that series. I haven't read anything else by her. And I probably won't because I'm just like, your style is so different.
Well, the
Well, and
heart was
it's like,
gone. And I've broken up with many authors. Jenny, you broke up with someone too, didn't you? Did you?
There's quite a few authors that I've
Yeah,
just not
like
gone
I
back
had to.
to.
Avery Flynn, she didn't know it, but we were on a break for a while. Now we're not on a break anymore because I really liked Anger Bang and what was the other one? The one with all the pink. Anyway, I liked those two books. And
I know what you mean, but I can't think of the title.
so we're not on a break. I mean, the author didn't know we were on a break, but we were on a break. And there's others that I take breaks from.
Okay, she the she never finished the series.
Oh, it's coming. It's coming.
Well, it's been 5 years.
What, for the for Anger Bang and the other one?
It's been 3 years,
I thought
which
the
is reasonable, I guess, but it feels like
2
it's been.
years. I think it's been 2 years. I think it came out
Okay,
in
I'm glad we're
2024.
getting another book. That makes me happy.
I'll
But
tell you, I'll
this
tell you
goes
off
back
camera
to.
why there's been a delay. I'll tell you because I know
I don't care
something.
that there's a delay. I just care that I get the book.
Walk
I
of
don't want to
Shame
know.
is the book we like.
Yeah, I that series is really good and really enjoyable. And Anchor Bang is like one of my favorites.
No,
You did really like that one.
yeah, but there are reasons, and you'll understand it when I tell you later.
Well, and that's the
I think
thing.
that's
Like,
the thing as a reader, like you don't know those reasons, right? And
no.
you don't need to know those reasons, but it does affect how you approach the books. Well, and Karen brings up Maggie Gates is another one that comes to mind. And Maggie, you know, we had gotten Dust Storm and all those three books, and then she sold them. And now they're re-releasing. So we're not getting anything new from her. Even though
No.
she's marketing and releasing her books on the trad level, we might see something new from her in the late summer, I think. And it's like, oh, it just feels like a long time.
It does, yeah.
And it's easy to forget that that series. So that's one of the things I do still love about. Like Katherine Cowell, even though she got picked up, A.L. Jackson, even though she got picked up, they've kept their same writing schedule. They do not seem to be slowing down. Same with
That
Sarah
is
Kate.
probably something they had to work out contractually, though,
Yeah.
because I don't think most trad publishers support that kind of schedule. So it's probably something It
where.
is, because like Susan, like she has in her contract where she doesn't have any blackout dates, but a lot of Montlake authors do have blackout dates.
Yeah.
But like you figure Susan released a book last month or this month, she has her Montlake book coming out in March and then she has another one in April. So she blackout dates mean nothing to Susan Stoker.
But she's also Susan Stoker,
She's
you know,
she
like
is
she can
also
do
Susan
that.
Stoker, yes. But I mean, it was something that she had to work into her
Well, and
contract.
Lauren Rowe, that's why she hurried up and released Coming Home, that was Seebohm's book, because she had a 4 month blackout date before her football book released in January. So, and then we
Well, and you figure though, because a lot of like the trad books, like they have to be done at least a year before they actually release. So it's like they authors like they can write in that time between when they finish the trad book and when like it's released. Like they have that time and space.
Yeah. Okay, so let's talk about these series that you refuse to accept any criticism on. Your favorites that if somebody doesn't like it, they're just wrong. Like, Jenny, what might be one of those series for you?
Oh, Knitting in the City by Penny Reed.
That's Lindsay's. You can't have that one.
Fine, then I Winston Brothers by Penny Reed. You knew
I thought you were
it
going
was
to
a
be the
Penny
hashtag
Reed.
series from
Yeah, no, this I'm like
Cambria.
the one. Yeah,
The
hashtag is
things
here.
that she has on the shelf
Junkie is
and
here.
nothing
Yep,
else.
yes, exactly.
Knitting in the City was my guess for Lindsay. I feel like Lindsay, I think that's the only series I've never heard you grumble about any of the books in.
Because it's perfect.
Okay. It's just perfect. No notes.
Also has a next gen book that she enjoyed.
I recommend that book so much. I
And it's
recommend that book
always
so
free.
much.
It's
So
always
good.
free. Perma
But
free.
you know what? She didn't give a, like, the way she handled that next gen, that is very on brand for her kind of storytelling. The reason next gen doesn't work is because usually, like, the way authors write now, there are many indicators of the date and time. So when you do a book in 2018 and then you turn around in 2022 and publish a next gen series, nobody's buying that it's a 20-year gap. Like, you were not listening to Midnights by Taylor Swift in 2018 when it freshly came out, and then jumping
That's why you
ahead
don't
20
use pop
years to, like,
culture
music that doesn't
references.
even exist. Like, you can't do that. If you use anything like that in your story, it doesn't work. And people know that. And, like, the way they do, like, texting and communication in the books, like, it's so hard to do a next gen that sticks. But Penny Reed, I have no, like, she thinks about that. The way her books are written, they are pulled out, so there's, like, general references to things. Like, I love the intro to Neanderthal Seeks Human, where Janie's in the bathroom and she's like, "My life is a sad country song right now," and, like, you get the gist of, like, what she's
But no
saying.
song is specifically mentioned.
Right, exactly. And, like, she does that, so, like, her, and then she doesn't force you to read 20 kids worth of books. Or even, like, three kids worth of books. Like, if it's just so hard to make next gen work. And I just don't, like, I don't have any situation where I feel like it's really worked. It's fallen flat. Like, for every author that I've read a next gen book, it's been
A
so
really
flat.
shining current example is Sarah Kate. You know, her Phoenix Club series went gangbuster bonkers, right? We had Praise, we had Give Me More, Mercy, Highest Bidder. Like, they went bonkers. Book one of that series, of the Next Gen series that took place in France, it didn't hit the Kindle Top 100 in the first month of release. And her next book, her book that came out just 2 weeks ago, still has yet to crack Kindle Top 100. And that's a different series, but I do think that that is something, like, I think people are bored in the next gen. Like, give us something new. And I know that you talked about it a little bit, Lindsay, when we did review some of those new Melanie Harlow books that were next gen. The storylines felt a little repetitive to the originals. And it
Very
wasn't
repetitive.
just like drawing inspiration. It felt
Or even like a
like.
parallel, yeah.
Yeah.
The kids' stories absolutely paralleled the parents' stories for each of the books, and I just
That's what
didn't
I
like.
was gonna say. Like, you have to have a complete, I think to do next gen well, you have to have a complete turnaround. Like, I always think of Helena Hunting's like Pucked. And then the, like, what is it, Lies, Truth,
Love, Lies, and
Parts?
Truth, or something. I
Yeah.
agree. That
Because,
one
but
worked.
those are two completely different, like, almost like written
But isn't, I mean,
differently.
I
It
didn't
is
read
so
either one of those,
different.
but the style in which she wrote those books is very different, because the Puck series is
Exactly.
over the top rom-com, and the
Yeah.
Bittersweet, those ones are very, they're like angsty young adult.
They're angsty.
I
They're
really,
more
yeah,
emotion.
I really
Even,
Jenny, there's a
also,
thumbs up.
oh. Even her prose and writing them, the beats of the story were different in those than the beats in Pucked. And some of that is evolution of writing, right? Because Pucked was
Right.
her some of her first books. And then we look, you know, she had 20 books under her belt when she wrote that next series. So, you know, we do
Well, and she
expect.
jumped from trad to indie and back and forth, and, like, she was, like, really finding her voice. Again, not that I read them, just from what
Yeah.
I've heard. I did read them. I read those, and I agree. That is a really good next gen series. But the reason it's good is because, one, she didn't give you all the kids. Like, the
Right.
fans, the fan, the pressure that authors get for fan service is insane.
Well, I
Like,
do
it's
think that,
insane.
well, her current series that she's writing right now, it's done. The last book comes out next week. And then she's going into the next three books of the next gen because Romero's son is on the Toronto Terrors team now.
Okay. But see, there's
But
space it's going to be a out.
new
Doing
series,
it
though.
in a
Like,
way
she's
that
not.
makes sense. And if it's a new series, that makes sense too. It's just, like, The way they do them, it's like, okay, we gave you the parents book and now we give you next gen. Like a good example is Carla Sorensen. She goes from the brothers book, and then the sisters aren't that much younger, so it's not as long as a, but the sisters series, it's good. I really enjoy the books, but like they don't all hit for me. Like really the only one that stand out is Faked. Like I love that book, but the rest of them, like I can't even tell you about one of them. Like like they're not memorable. Like they don't stick with me because like it's hard, again, it's like hard to do like the jumping forward. And then when you build a world that's that interconnected, it's not that I dislike any of them. It's just that like for me to really connect with a series, like I have to be able to remember it. And like I
Well,
can tell you everything about Knitting in the City, but like
but I will say with Carla though, she did like she went to the girls' books, but then she spun into the Wilders, and the Wilders series really hit a lot of high notes.
yeah, I love the Wilder series. That one's really good. But
So
she also writes, like, she doesn't just write one thing at a time. And that's the problem I have with, like, the next gen is because, like, authors get you can tell when it's a fan service project versus, like, a passion project for an author. And it just gets so messy and it's so, like,
phoned
don't
in.
know. Like, it's just, yeah, it's definitely phoned in. Like, Juliet Cross, her Southern Comfort. I don't even think that series is going to continue. I think it fell
I
flat
didn't
for
even
a lot
read
of
that one.
people. I read it and I don't have nice things to
I
say,
think
so I won't.
you read it
But
and then complained about it, and I was like, yeah, I don't need to waste my time on that.
yeah.
Well, now Zoe York, I don't mind her spin-off next gen stuff because like the daughter spun off and it launched like the Ainsley Booth hockey series when her from her Restless series that she had as Zoe York, the daughter from the
But
first
I think
book
part of
spun
it is the
off.
way that she writes too, is like she doesn't do a ton of like modern or
Current
like
event, pop culture
current
kind of things.
events, things like that. She keeps, I mean, there's stuff happening, but it's vague enough, or she uses like generalities in the way things are happening. And so it's like you don't feel that disconnect. And that's part of the problem with the some authors who use so many like current things happening, like whether it's music or I don't mind an author who is using like oldies music or like music from like the 70s, 80s that like the people are really interested in, because like those are past like music. Like
I would
anybody can
even say
listen to those at
music from
any
tens ago,
time.
10 years ago is fine.
Yeah.
I would even say
It's
music
just
from
that
5
modern like
years
pop
ago is
culture.
fine. But if you're using if every music reference in the book is one artist or is everything that is currently trending, like the amount of times that I read, like, oh, put it on TikTok or whatever in a book, I want to pitch it out a window because we, yeah.
That's fair.
TikTok has been here for, 6, 7 years, but
Yeah.
we don't know exactly what's happening with it. We don't know,
We don't know where it's going to be in 5 years.
I do like when an author makes a vague reference to Facebook, but they won't call it like
Well, but and
Facebook.
I don't mind an author who creates a new name for like the social media platforms,
Yeah.
because it's like who like you know what it is, but like it's something different Yeah,
at
and the then same they can time.
make it into whatever they want, Right.
right?
Yeah,
Like they,
exactly.
yeah.
Because who wants to read Twitter in 2026? Like,
Well,
I
I mean,
see the
technically
word,
Twitter doesn't exist anymore,
right. But
so.
I hear, like, I read a book and it says Twitter, and I'm like, jeez, that did not age well. Or he drives a Tesla, really? No, thanks. That's a red flag. Leah, before we have to go to the next thing, because we are chatty tonight, what is your series you will not accept any criticism on?
If I don't have one because I couldn't narrow it down.
So there isn't one series that you're like, every book in this was superb and what I needed.
Well, anything that Anna Hackett writes is superb and what I needed, so I will take no criticism on anything that she
Anna
writes.
Hackett.
How about
Okay.
that one?
When Becky first asked about like what is the sweet spot number in a series, I was like thinking however many books Anna Hackett puts in the series.
But one of hers is 11. Like there are 11 books in the like Norcross series.
But is that the wrong number of books for the series?
Well, no,
No.
because it's
It's however,
amazing.
the
It's
answer is however
amazing.
many books Anna Hackett puts in the series.
Yeah, she is an author that I will take no criticism for.
That's fine.
Because there's just something that I mean, I don't love every book as much as other ones, but I don't care because they're amazing.
They're also, you're not investing 400 plus pages into these books.
No, like her
Don't
longest
need to
books
read. They
might
move so
maybe
fast.
300. She's like a 265 sweet spot most of the time.
Love it. It's
So we
perfect.
know what Lindsay and Leah's answer is going to be on this question, Jenny. So I'm going to ask you, what series would you reread right now without thinking twice? If I said reread it right now, what series is that for you?
It's nerd,
Hashtag.
hashtag nerd.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's I always reread that one when, especially like when I'm really down.
Yeah.
I will admit, it's not like over the top, like amazing writing or life changing. It's just
But there's something
that's
about
what,
it that
yeah, it's works for
it's
me.
a comfort. It makes you
Yeah.
like happy. It brings you joy.
There's something about this because I hadn't read them, and then you were really like, you'd talked a lot about how much you loved her as an author, and I started reading those books, and there's like a nostalgia to them that hits like
Yeah.
just right, and like they're all pretty consistently written and they resonate, and
Well, and the college
so fine.
experience is not the same for every character. Like some live at home, some
Yes.
live in dorms, some live in an apartment. And it felt
Real.
real and you feel seen in that series. There is something about it that you're just like, yeah, it works. There's, you know, maybe you don't love a character or love a book as much as you love the other one, but consistently across the board, they are all excellent.
Yes, and then you see like the bad people get what they deserve.
Right.
So
She does
that's
have a
always
little bit of
helpful.
pettiness, which is probably why Jenny likes her a lot. So,
His petty pants are the best.
right now, you know, I shared this last week. I've been rereading Category and, but Rena Morgan. Anything Rena
That's the
Morgan,
leader.
Menahaven. I know that that series is not for everybody and not everybody loves those books. And I'm that's fair. That's fair. You don't have to. For me,
Just
there's
don't tell you about it.
yeah, just don't tell me about it. There's
Those
just
are such good books. She is such an amazing author.
yeah, there's just something about those books that I when I read them, it just it's easy. It's comfort. You know? Anyway. Okay, is there anything else about series that we need to talk about before we go into, you know, the next thing? No? Okay, read Winterville. Okay, it's that time
It's that time
for
for
Book
Book
of the
of
Week. Book of
the
the Week time, Lindsay. What's your Book of the Week?
I have read nothing I like this week.
Do you have a book you want to fight?
No, I feel like there has to be something about it that is memorable for me to want to fight, and I just like to
So
forget.
it's a bad
It's not
week.
like a bad week. It's just like the most meh. I read a book club. Well, I'll tell you about my book club book. I read The Odds of You by what is her name? Do you remember her name off your top?
No, I don't.
No.
This
Is
is
it
how memorable the book is. And I go,
Kate Dan? No, was it Kate
Odds of You
Daniels?
by Kate Dramas. And you know what
Dramas.
I said at book club?
No, we don't.
I
Why don't you tell us?
said that for a girl who has the opportunity to get with her movie star crush or whatever the situation is, instead of, you know, the kiss and him being like, you're a mistake, they could have just like gotten together then because like that would have been way more realistic to me than, you know, the slow burn situation with this, you know, allegedly hot movie star actor who's like attracted to her. And you know what? That was my whole takeaway on the whole book, is
Don't you
that they could have
ever,
been
don't you just
here.
hate it when you read a book and you just want to be like, just fucking do it?
Honestly,
Like, just
I
do
was
it.
just like,
When they kiss and he's like that, I was like, why did you write a whole book about this douchebag? Like, that's not a redeemable quality. Like, the only good thing about the book is that it had a pretty edge.
Okay. Lindsay's in it for edging.
The sprayed edge.
Edging.
I
Leah,
mean,
what was your book of the
a
week?
good edging is always good too. My book of the week, because I read like two books, Dance of Monsters by Jagger Cole. It is unhinged in the best possible way.
Okay.
Like there's primal play, there's some knife play. It is not a Jenny book by any sense of the word.
Not one thing you said made me think it was a Jenny book.
It is like the antithesis of what Jenny should be reading.
I know
But
no,
yeah,
I know
he's a
no.
little bit of a psycho. There's some things going on. She's a ballerina who's trying to help her father. There's mafia, there's secret societies that aren't so secret. It just was delightfully crazy.
Okay. Jenny, what was your book of the week?
I read a YA romance, just kind of see what the kids are reading. Lights
Yeah,
out.
you sound like a grandma now.
She really does. I mean,
I read Lights Out by Jenny Fletcher. It was book two, I believe, in a series, which that didn't bother me. But it, I don't know. There was like no connection between the main characters. Like they both had overarching storylines and found some semblance of like where they should be in life, but there was like nothing between the two of them. So I
Yikes.
got to the end and I was just like, eh,
Okay.
okay.
I did not have a book of the week. This was just, but
It's been a week.
I'm
I feel
playing
like I say that every week,
right
but.
now it feels like that, but I'm playing some killer Animal Crossing. I've tried some different audiobooks, but it's Animal Crossing is winning.
I did read a good nonfiction book.
Oh, what'd you read?
Unbearable.
Oh.
It follows the story of five pregnant women in the United States and about the health care they receive. It's
Oh.
not a comforting story,
No,
but
that wouldn't sound like
I would
it.
think not. Yeah, but it was
Now,
I
I
don't know.
have been listening to some t a ton of podcast Betrayal. It's bonkers. If you decide you're going to listen to it and you have triggers, please message me specifically about season five, which is the current season. And then I did watch the documentary, the America's Next Top Model documentary. And there's a really great podcast that came out last fall about the behind the scenes. And they actually have Tiffany, an interview with Tiffany on it, which is the one that Tyra screamed at.
Oh,
So,
okay.
yeah.
I couldn't remember which one she was,
That was
because I
Tiffany.
did watch a lot of that one.
Stacy says those young whippersnappers.
Nope.
Okay, so make sure you are back here Wednesday night. We have special guest author Ashley Bennett joining us to celebrate the re-release of Muscles and Monsters, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on the YouTube. It'll be in your podcast feed later that evening or first thing Thursday morning. One of the things I'm interested to find out about her is she's one of the few that sold the books to Trad. She took down the indie releases. So it's been off of for sale since she sold it, and now it's being re-released, which is a little different. That's not typically how it's happened. So, and I did read that, but it was a reread for me. Not much has changed. There definitely was some tweaks, but not much has changed. But it was a delightful read. We love monsters.
We do.
For a list of books we talked about this weekend, please visit our on-the-shelf show notes at buzzingaboutromance.com. Don't forget to follow us on social media for more updates and join our community of romance enthusiasts. Before we say goodbye, I do want to mention Sawyer Bennett announced yesterday that she is now co-writing a series with Bill Keenan. He was our guest here during our heated rivalry discussion. He and Sawyer have teamed up to write a new hockey series. More information coming about that. Make sure you stick to our social media. We'll have an announcement in the coming weeks. And then they're both going to come on to the podcast and chat with us. So Bill's not going anywhere. He's kind of stuck with us.
Oh, hey, we warned him.
We warned him. He did I tell you that he looked up the vat of lube and like he
What?
started reading the one star reviews on it? So, like, you know, we've made an impression.
He was a lot of fun.
He is a lot of fun, so he'll be back, but I'm really excited for them. They have this new series, so make sure you're following them on socials and us on socials, and we will give you the current information about what they're doing together. Again, if you love this episode, please leave us a review on your favorite podcast platform and share it with your friends. Your support helps us bring more exciting content to you every week. Thank you so much, everybody, for listening and joining us for this episode. Until next time.
Happy reading, everybody.
Find us on Instagram at Buzzing About Romance or on Twitter at Buzzing Romance. If you like the podcast, please leave a review. If you'd like to support us directly, join the Bookcase and Coffee Patreon and receive exclusive content only available to Patreon members. Check out bookcaseandcoffee.com for our on-the-shelf show notes.